Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
How's everybody doing?
Good.
Yeah, it's going well.
Yeah, my butt hurts. We've been sitting
I
for
know.
8 hours.
We've been
Same.
sitting doing some recording for a while now.
Feel like every time we record now, it's like we're gonna record for 4 hours straight.
Yeah. I think we should do shorter more often.
Yeah, I mean, we just always are so busy. You're always dog sitting.
That's true. Yeah, it's all your fault.
Bring your dogs over and then they can
Get
have,
eaten by Fuji.
get into a fist fight with my dog, and then we'll have plenty of time to record.
At the vet's office while we wait.
Yeah.
Let them do the dirty work for you.
Yeah, it'll be like a podcast on location.
Yeah.
A vet podcast.
We could. We
A
should.
vet cast.
Vet cast.
Anyway.
Anyway.
All right. Well, happy First and Fridays, everybody. Happy First Friday of May.
Whoop.
I hope your May the 4th was good
Yeah.
and your Cinco de Mayo today is gooder.
Yeah.
It's gooder. It's weller.
It's funner. All right. Well, we are on Holy Gossip Girls in KC.
I'm Faye.
And I'm Tay.
Do you guys have any hot goss?
No.
Hot goss. Let's think. I don't think so. Nothing
No?
special that's happened recently.
Mm-mm.
No.
Do you?
I just have like a little, and I just remembered. I just got this dress. It has pockets. And it has hole. Look at that hole.
Wait, it has
No.
a that's a
Hang
hole
on.
that was like,
In the pocket. There's one on this side too. Don't worry, I'm
are they
wearing
meant to be like holes
holes?
in there?
No.
That's what I was like,
Why would
wait, so
there?
you bought the dress. Oh, and it had
That
holes that were
sucks.
like, okay.
Yes.
I'd be demanding my money back.
I mean, it was like $15 on Amazon, so what are you gonna do? I'll just sew the
Yeah,
holes.
you could sew them, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I'll just hate it the whole time because I hate sewing.
Yeah.
And I'll just hate Amazon. I'll be like, damn it, Bezos.
Yeah.
He cut those holes in my pockets
He did.
himself.
He did
I saw him do it.
it.
He's fucking crazy.
He is.
Anyway. Oh, well, what do you have for us this week, Faye?
Gonna tell you about the Watcher House.
The Watcher
Have you heard
House?
about this?
Is it what the show The Watcher is based on Netflix?
Probably.
I've never
I
seen The
haven't seen
Watcher, so
it.
I don't know.
But I know it came out around Halloween-ish, and it was like a horror, like a creepy.
Oh.
I've heard I've heard good things about it, so.
Yeah. I just haven't, the list of shows to watch, media to consume is endless.
Yeah.
That's true.
To be honest, I wrote this a very long time ago, so I
Yes.
don't remember all the details.
I love that. We're gonna learn together.
She's gonna be reading and she's like, oh my
No
gosh.
way.
Yeah.
I do that all the time.
Okay, so a couple who believed they had discovered their dream home in New Jersey were shocked to find the property came with a creepy stalker who went by the alias The Watcher.
Ew.
I know. In 2014, Derek and Maria Brodus spent over $1.35 million on a 6-bedroom century-old house located at. Can I dox them? Should I leave the address out of this?
You can leave the address out.
Okay.
Just where, like, what city, state?
Westfield in New Jersey.
Okay.
Okay.
They planned to move in with their three young children. Days after closing the deal, the couple received a typewritten letter in the mail about the purchase. It began, "Dearest new neighbor at address, allow me to welcome you to the neighborhood. Address has been the subject of my family for decades now, and as it approaches its 110th birthday, I have been put in charge of the watching and waiting for its second coming. My grandfather watched the house in 1920s, and my father watched in the 1960s. Now it is my time. Do you know the history of the house? Do you know what lies within the walls of address? Why are you here? I will find out.
What?
Do you need to fill the house with the young blood I requested? Better for me. Was your house too small for the growing family? or was it greed to bring me your children? Once I know their names, I will call to them and draw them to me.
Oh my gosh.
Who am I? The person writing the letter asked before offering an alarming hint. There are hundreds and hundreds of cars that drive by address each day. They say that address a lot. Maybe I'm in one. Look at all the windows you can see from address. Maybe I am in one. Look out any of the many windows in address at all the people who stroll by each day. Maybe I am one. Oh. Welcome, my friends. Welcome. Let the party begin. And then it was signed, The Watcher.
Okay, clearly that was written to scare them away.
Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, clearly, if you got something in, like, the mail, as soon as you move into a house, and then that's, like, one of the first things you get, like, all right, what the frick did I just buy?
Oh, my God. I really want to know if The Watcher TV show is based on this.
We should watch it if it is. We should Watcher it.
Can you look it up, Tay, on your phone?
Yeah. Let me see.
That can be our next movie to review.
Yeah.
It's a thriller series. A family moves into their dream home only to be plagued by ominous. Oh, yeah, this is it. Yeah. Letters, right. Strange neighbors, and sinister threats. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So this is
this is that. That all is right. This.
Yeah, this is totally it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's 7 episodes long, at least so far.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Well, I think it came out like last year, so I doubt there's any more episodes coming out.
Yeah.
See, right here it says The Watcher is inspired by the events detailed in a New York in a New York magazine, The Cut article. Yeah. I think this is when was this published?
I don't know.
Because it says it was first published in 2018.
Mm. Well, this she said they bought the house in 2012. So
probably, so that was different. But basically, I think this is basically
Mm-hmm.
How exciting!
Jeez,
I can't wait. Okay.
Anyway,
a second letter received just 2 weeks later included personal details about the family, such as their last name, the names of the couple's children, and observations about their comings and goings in a Mercedes and Honda minivan.
Yikes!
The letter read in part, address is anxious for you to move in. It has been years since the young blood ruled the hallways of the house. Have you found all the secrets it holds yet? Will the young blood play in the basement, or are they too afraid to go down there alone? I would very afraid if I were them. It is far away from the rest of the house. If you were upstairs, you would never hear them scream. Will they sleep in the attic, or will you all sleep on the second floor? Who has the bedrooms facing the street? I'll know as soon as you move in. It will help me know who is in which bedroom. Then I can plan better. A third letter that summer expressed disappointment the family hadn't moved in yet. Where have you gone to? Address is missing you. The couple that sold the Broaddus family their home recalled receiving and throwing away a letter from the Watcher days before moving out, but they chalked it up to a one-time strange experience that was different from their peaceful 23 years they lived in the house.
Okay, wait. So the couple that was moving out received a letter, mm-hmm. and they were just like, that's weird.
Just one, though.
Okay. But was it talking to, like, the new owners?
I think it was, I don't know. It doesn't say.
Okay. And then these people bought the house, but they didn't move in yet?
Yeah. So the people who sold him the house didn't tell him about the note.
Yeah.
And then they were probably planning to move in until the letters started coming. And then I assume that stopped.
Then they stopped. Yeah. Because then the third letter says, where are you? Kind of thing. Like, this strangely, I don't know why it reminds me like a Scooby-Doo episode, you know, like they're trying to scare them away because there's treasure hidden somewhere, you know, like they're trying. It's like that, you know, they're like trying to spook someone just to, like, kind of,
well, it's working.
Yeah. That's so weird.
I would be horrified if they like said
calling my kids young blood
and like mentioning them by name.
Yeah. Ugh.
But these are handwritten.
I think so.
I don't recall.
Yeah. It's said, but I don't want to scroll up and lose my place.
I wonder if it's like, it's just like a, like the whole neighborhood just trying to, like, just screw with them. Like, just a bunch of neighbors who just don't want them moving in because for some reason they don't want to have them as a neighbor or something like that.
Constantly. I think it's just one person.
Oh, you think it's like,
who's just a fucking creep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember if I have theories at the end. I guess we'll all find out together.
Yeah, we will.
The Broaddus's were frustrated with the Westfield Police Department, who they claimed weren't taking their case seriously. Derek and Maria even hired a number of experts on their own dime, including a linguistic and former NYPD officer and a private investigator, but no one came close to solving the mystery.
Whoa.
The Union County Prosecutor's Office eventually took over the case and launched a new investigation into the Watcher. Despite spending considerable time and resources on the case, the office was unable to get much further figuring out the identity of the mysterious stalker.
Huh.
No usable fingerprints were found on the envelopes, but DNA testing on one did provide a clue.
Hmm.
Whoever licked shut one of the envelopes turned out to be a woman.
Ooh, I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
I just assume, sorry, Tay. I just assume all creeps are men.
Right back at you, girl. No, actually, I completely understand that. Yeah. No, that's a good point, honestly.
No match was found despite many neighbors volunteering samples of their DNA to investigators. The Broaddus has tried and failed several times through the years to sell the property they never moved into. Finally, in March 2019, they listed the home for $999,000, nearly $400,000 less than they paid for it.
Yikes.
A family purchased it for $959,000. So they lost a lot of money.
Yeah, they did.
And this is all because someone decided to be an ass and just disrupt their life. And That's really, really disgusting.
I mean, but I don't blame that family for not moving in.
Well, I mean, would you?
Yeah.
If you knew?
No. Yeah. I mean, but a lot of people, like, whenever you hear these stories about, like, the stories, but also, like, the movies of, like, the haunted house, and they're, like, everyone watching the movie or hearing the stories, like, why don't they just move? It's, like, because it's not that fucking easy to move. Like, it is really not easy to just, you have everything invested in one home. You can't just sell it and find a new home.
It's not like you can all right, we're gonna have this home and we'll sell it when we can, but let's buy another home with the existing money that we have, or the inexistent money that we have, because it's not all right here invested in this.
What does that family do if they have three kids and they have a $1.4 million home that's just sitting there unused? They didn't even Airbnb it.
They should have.
Yeah.
I mean, this was also it was 2012, so Airbnb was still fresh. Then,
yeah, but they had it all the way till 2019.
Mm-hmm. They could have done it, because Airbnb became popular in 2016, 17, where it started to skyrocket. Yeah.
Yeah, I would have done that.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
As of October 2022, the new owners had not received any letters from the Watcher.
So
the new ones.
Yeah.
Did they ever receive any more after that one that was just like, why haven't you moved in?
I do not know.
Huh.
I probably knew at one point.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's been a long time.
That's okay.
So as we only know about three letters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like cancer, Derek told the publication of their year-long ordeal with the Watcher. Years long. We think about it every day. Some have speculated that the Broadduses could have orchestrated the Watcher plot themselves. But Vince Gagliardi, what a name, who was responsible for investigating the case for the prosecutor's office, told The Cut, Maria was distraught every time I saw her. She was shaking. He added, I can tell you this. If Maria Broaddus was faking, she should play herself in the movie.
Damn.
I don't believe at all, not even 1% chance of them faking it, because two reasons. One, because why would they do that to themselves, buy a house and then not move in? Mm-hmm. Two, it screwed them, because when they tried to sell the house, they lost a fortune on it. So they screwed themselves two ways. Why would they do? And they also were pretty serious and hell-bent on trying to get the police to really, if they thought it was they would not have spent so much time trying to get the police to believe them.
Yeah. I agree.
Derek and Maria have offered to pay for forensic genealogist to narrow down the list of suspects who could have written the letter and sent the envelope that contained DNA. The prosecutor's office, however, has not officially closed the case and refuses to return the letters or provide the forensic evidence to the couple. The Broaddus's continue to live in Westfield. My source is an article on Investigation Discovery by Aaron Rasmussen.
Nice.
So I was thinking maybe when they bought the house, maybe someone else wanted the house and didn't win, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and maybe they wanted them out.
But that doesn't make much sense, too, of like when they were trying to list it.
Yeah.
Why didn't they go for it then?
Maybe they couldn't afford it and now they can because it was so much cheaper.
You think maybe it was that family that ended up buying it in 2019?
Maybe. I don't know. It's just so
weird.
When
they were like bought it for like so much less, they're like, what a steal. Look what we did.
It's weird to me that
they're in for the long game.
The new owners didn't get letters and the old owners didn't get letters. Well, they got one.
But... Yeah.
So it's just really focused on this family mostly. Yeah. Huh.
I wonder, and they didn't get any letters at their other home, because it feels like a personal attack to that specific family, not about the house.
Yeah,
you're right.
But if they're not receiving letters at the other house, then I don't know.
That's really, really odd though.
What if it was somebody like who was planning on stalking them or doing something nefarious, but he died?
Oh, maybe.
Or she, sorry,
she got hit by a car.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. Maybe, but you're saying there was one letter that came to the previous owner before them.
And none to the next owner.
Yeah, something sounds...
I'm not a fish.
I was literally just about to say, something sounds fishy about this. You're like, I'm not a fish. I was like, wait, what's that?
Did you guys try it last night?
I did, twice.
Yeah, she kept doing it. It would work. Yeah, but she had the hiccups.
Did Shirley
like,
ever do
times.
It? She gets the hiccups sometimes whenever she drinks.
I don't remember her.
She didn't.
She, didn't
she
have
was very confused when I said it, though.
Yeah.
She wasn't there when you told us about it.
We explained it to her, didn't we? What? Yeah.
No, I mean, we didn't, because she left after. That was after she left, and we were sitting down.
But last night we explained.
Oh yeah, but she was confused the first time.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It works.
It does work.
To tell the dear listener, I learned on TikTok that whenever you have the hiccups, if you just tell yourself I'm not a fish and believe it, you got to believe yourself that you're not a fish, you'll stop having the hiccups due to something with evolution and biology. I don't fucking know.
But you really have to believe.
You got to believe it.
Wow. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Was it interesting?
I thought it was cool.
That's really creepy.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, how would you react if you moved into a house and all of a sudden you started getting these letters?
I mean.
Or not moved in yet, but you started getting letters and you were like, do I want to move in? Do I have a choice? You know, jeez.
Yeah. If it was to point, I wonder if they had one of those old mailboxes that was like this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm wondering if they hadn't moved in yet, why their post would be sending there.
Yeah.
So it had to have been like an old timey.
Yeah. Do you think they
mailbox.
Did it say if they were being mailed, or do you think someone was just dropping them off?
I think they're being mailed, because otherwise
they should have been able to
be
retrace
easy?
Where it was being mailed from.
Yeah.
Because it could go back to sender. I mean, you have to, otherwise you can't mail it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
that should have been an easy trace if that was true. Maybe they weren't being like.
It had to have been an old timey mailbox that you can just
open
the lid and put stuff in.
That's what I think.
Huh. Yeah. Because if there's no reason why they would have like moved all their mail and stuff there and they were like not planning on moving in for potentially months, they wouldn't have done that.
Yeah. Oof.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would do in that situation. That sounds terrifying.
I would have to keep living there. That's a lot of money.
It's so much money.
Well, I would get a security system.
Yeah.
I'd probably get some
build a fence.
Cameras. Yeah.
Build a moat.
Yep. Get the moat.
I mean, the fact that he was talking about like stuff in the walls, like I've seen those movies about that. Oh my God. Have you seen that one movie with the boy that was like living in the walls?
Oh yeah. The
like,
boy.
Literally crawling.
Oh yeah.
Oh, there's the boy, but there's another one that I watched last year. Or maybe it was the year before.
It was
so creepy. Oh my God. Anyway, people living in walls. The shit terrifies me.
Too scary.
There was, you're right, there were a few movies like that. There was also Housebound. I remember that. It was like a dark comedy movie. So it was like kind of like a scary slash like funny. But there was like some, yeah, something similar in that one too.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to look it up after we are done recording and tell you which movie it was, because it was horrifying. The boy was really fucking scary too, though. Mm-hmm.
That was, yeah, that was an interesting one.
That one, and then that other movie that I watched that year, Eli. Those were the two.
That, oh, Eli. That I did
little
watch
boy
that
in
one.
The hospital.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Those were the that two too. That Christina told me to watch that one year that I was watching movies. Mm-hmm. And those both were just like, had the craziest twist endings that I wasn't. Eli, especially. I was like, never in a million years, if I had all the time in the world, would I have come up with this ending?
Yeah.
It was so bizarre. All right. Well, thank you for that.
Yes, thank you. That was a good one.
Thank you.
Now we got to watch the series, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to watch her it. All right. Follow us on social media. We're on Holy Gossip Girls on Facebook and Instagram at Girls Unholy on Twitter. And email us what your favorite scary movie is or TV series is at unholygossipgirls@gmail.com. And we will see you guys next week for a special 3-part series about a documentary that we're all watching. So check it out. See you then. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.